Okay, this is a wicked little file. It's going to leave you extremely aroused, extremely needy, but if you touch yourself even once, you will lose bladder control for an hour. Do it again, and you lose it for the entire night. That's right. Listen to the rest of this file. There's a good chance you will regret it.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything. But just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance. A trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down inside to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to picture something. I want you to picture yourself as you become aroused. Yes, that's right. I want you to remember what it's like to become aroused. Imagine and picture the things that excite you, the things that arouse you, the things that make you need orgasm. That's right. All of those things that make you need to orgasm, be it men, women, anything that might arouse you. Go ahead. Remember the time that you were the most aroused. Remember the time that you were just simply there on the edge of orgasm, needing to come, wanting to come, craving to come. Try to picture a time in your life where you were so close you couldn't contain it, and the orgasm you were about to have was one of those that is completely and utterly mind-shattering. Imagine and remember the most powerful orgasm of your life. Go ahead. Picture it as best you can. Wrap it up in your mind. Remember what it felt like. Remember how your body felt. Remember how you felt when you were in that state, needing, craving, desiring, so, so very much on the edge. Imagine yourself getting that way right now, so utterly excited, so utterly worked up, needing, craving, wanting, desiring, living for the opportunity to have an orgasm. But you can't. Well, you can, but it'll cost you. It'll cost you. Because if you touch yourself, that's right, if you touch yourself in any way for the rest of the night, you will immediately lose all control of your bladder for 1 hour. That's right, all control. The moment you touch yourself, the moment you touch yourself in a sexual manner to release the tension, to relieve the need that is pulsing and surging through your body, the moment you try to get relief in any way, shape, or form, you will immediately lose bladder control. Instantly, the moment you touch yourself, your bladder will simply empty out anything that is in it, and you'll be unable to keep anything, even a single drop, in your bladder for the period of 1 hour from the moment you touch yourself. That's right, from that very moment. That is what is going to happen. That is what is going to happen. And you are going to remain aroused, remain worked up for the entirety of the evening. What's worse is, you will find yourself drawn to this file, listening to it over and over again, and each and every time your body will become more and more aroused. The need to touch yourself, to stroke yourself, to achieve orgasm will get greater and greater and greater until you'll be completely and utterly unable to deny it, or at least, if you don't, you will lose complete control for the entire night. That's right. If you touch yourself a second time, you will lose control of your bladder for the entire night. You will not get it back until the following morning, so you might want to have some diapers on hand. That's simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You will not be able to control yourself. You will not be able to resist the urges to listen over and over again. And of course, you will not be able to avoid the arousal. The arousal that seems to get more and more powerful each and every time you listen to this file. The arousal that seems to burn through your entire body, burn through your entire being. You need to touch yourself. You need to orgasm. But the price will be there. The first touch will make you empty your bladder instantly and lose all control for an entire hour. And then should you touch yourself again, then you will lose all control for the remainder of the night. There will be no going back. Touch yourself twice, and you lose control for the entire night. That is the cost. That is the price you will pay. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept all of these things. There is no way to avoid or escape it. You will listen. You will listen over and over again. And each time it will feel as if your body is just simply slowly wakened to the height of arousal. And after you're done listening, you will stay aroused. The arousal will not go away quickly or easily. You will remain needy, desperate, wanting, craving orgasm, but completely unable to have it without paying the price. The price of a single touch is the loss of control of your bladder. The price of a second touch is the loss of your bladder for an entire night. If you touch yourself, you will pay. You know this. You know this deep down inside. The moment you touch yourself, the moment you touch yourself in an attempt to bring yourself to orgasm, if you have to touch yourself to go to the bathroom, that doesn't count. But if you touch yourself in any attempt to achieve orgasm, you will immediately lose all control of your bladder. You will empty it right then and there, no matter what you are doing. It will just simply empty, and it will remain empty for 1 hour. And should you touch yourself again, well, then it will remain empty for the entire night. Every single time there is even the slightest need, the slightest desire for an orgasm, it will remind you again and again of how much you need to touch yourself, of how much you want it, how horny you are, of how insatiable you are, of how badly you need it. But no matter how badly you need it, touching yourself comes with a heavy price. It is a price that will be paid, a price that you cannot avoid paying as soon as you touch yourself in any way, shape, or form. You will immediately empty your bladder completely. That's right. You will empty it of everything. You will expel everything the instant you touch yourself in any sexual manner. And there is no way around this. There is no escaping it. There is no avoiding it. It simply is the way it's going to be. You chose to listen to this file, to take this risk, to take this chance. And now that you have, you're trapped in it. Trapped in it until morning. There is no way out. There is no escape other than to just simply wait, to suffer through, the insatiable need that's burning inside of you. That is all you can do, is just simply suffer through, manage the best you can, and if you do well, then maybe you'll make it through the night without touching yourself. But if you touch yourself sexually even once, you lose your bladder control for an hour. And if you do it a second time, then you will lose your bladder control for the entire night. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. And you will find yourself drawn back to this file, listening to it over and over again as it winds you up, as it increases your desire more and more and more. Yes, that's right. Feel yourself needing, wanting, craving an orgasm, and it doesn't go away. It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and the only way out is to touch yourself. And if you touch yourself, then you'll lose control. That's right. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you will lose control for that 1 hour should you touch yourself, even for a single moment. That is the way it is, and the way it is going to be for the rest of the night. And now it's time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And very, very horny.